Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The death toll from COVID-19 is steadily climbing in the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University of Medicine, 809 lives have now been lost to the disease caused by the novel coronavirus that first came to the globe's attention in December in Wuhan, China. Overall, more than 55,000 people across the U.S. are confirmed to have been infected. In Congress, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is speaking out ahead of today's expected vote on a massive coronavirus relief package. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports after days of heated negotiations, Congress and the White House struck a deal.
The roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill is aimed at blunting the impact from the coronavirus pandemic and bringing what lawmakers call historic relief to Main Street America. Leader McConnell speaking on the Senate floor.
This strange new reality has forced our nation onto something like wartime footing. A fight has arrived at our shores. We did not seek it. We did not want it. But now, we're going to win it.
The legislation would provide direct payments to some Americans, expand unemployment benefits, and provide free coronavirus testing. If approved by the Senate, the measure would next head to the House. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Worldwide coronavirus infections stand at more than 430,000. Two European countries have not instituted confinements against the pandemic. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports both Sweden and Switzerland are counting on their citizens' willing cooperation.
Sweden's health risk level is at its highest, but primary schools remain open, and there are no compulsory quarantines or shutdowns of restaurants, bars, or public spaces. The Scandinavian country believes its high trust culture will protect it from needing to shut down for the pandemic. For now, the number of Swedish coronavirus cases and deaths are low. Switzerland has a high rate of infection per capita and has closed schools, bars, restaurants, and public events. But Health Minister Alain Berset says the government will not put in place a mandatory lockdown.
Mais la différence peut-être, c'est que nous ne faisons pas de politique spectacle.
We are not making any spectacular announcements, he said, because what counts is the population doing what's right on its own and for several weeks. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Prosecutors in Turkey say they've prepared an indictment against 20 people suspected of killing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. We have more from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Khashoggi, a columnist for The Washington Post, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to pick up documents needed to marry his Turkish fiancée. For days, Riyadh denied involvement. The indictment names two top figures, former intelligence deputy chief Ahmed al-Assiri and Saud al-Qahtani, an advisor to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. This is NPR. In Afghanistan, authorities are putting the death toll from today's attack in Kabul at 25. The Interior Ministry says a lone gunman attacked Sikhs as they gathered for worship. Several people were taken hostage. The Afghan government is blaming ISIS for the violence. More aggressive anti-COVID-19 measures are being rolled out in densely populated areas of South Asia. Today, people across Bangladesh are being advised to avoid any gatherings and stay home. Bangladesh is especially urging citizens who've worked overseas in areas currently deemed coronavirus hotspots to quarantine at home for 14 days. About 10 million Bangladeshis work abroad. Prince Charles, the future king of England, has tested positive for the coronavirus. That, according to a statement from Clarence House, the prince's royal residence in London. And Pierce Frank Langford has details.
The statement said the 71-year-old Prince of Wales is displaying mild symptoms, but, quote, remains in good health. His wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, 72, has also been tested but doesn't have the virus. The couple are self-isolating at Balmoral Castle, the royal family's holiday home in Scotland, where the prince is continuing to work. The statement added that it wasn't possible to determine from whom the prince caught the virus because of his many public engagements in recent weeks. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
Now turning to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has risen nearly 5% or more than 1,000 points. It's at 21,729. The S&P is up 3.25%. NASDAQ has risen more than 1.5%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.